Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Smart Cleaning School podcast, helping cleaning professionals make the impact that they were meant to make. I am ready to now dive into the coaching series. The first few episodes are repeats, and they're some of the best ofs from the catalog of podcasts in the Smart Cleaning School. Episode 4 of this series is a brand new one, which is a clip from a recent Solo Elite membership call on coaching to really bring it together. I'm excited to kick off the series with this episode, which is called The Value of Coaching with Josh Melton. This original interview released in April 2022, right after our family got home from our first month-long trip to the Gulf Coast of Florida. I hired Josh to be my coach to take me from the solo optimizer to a commercial cleaner with a team that would allow me to go to Florida, take my family for a month. He did, and we went. The reason we succeeded is because of my coachability. In fact, the reason anyone succeeds to higher levels is determined by the value they place on coaching and how coachable they are. So this episode, again, kicks off a four-part series to help you transform into a coachable person. Does that sound good? This will elevate your business to the levels that create the freedom that you want. So here are the four coaching series episodes. Again, this one, coaching series one, The Value of Coaching. Josh and Ken dig into Ken's business transformation from a solo optimizer to a delegated team that enabled Ken's family to go to Florida for a month. I love this episode. We talk about coaches and advice and how we value them. This really is a great kickoff to the series. Part two of the coaching series is called We All Need a Coach. In this one, I cover the four windows of knowledge, and I prove that everybody needs a coach. The question is this: will you be coachable and acquire one? The third coaching series, number three, are you truly coachable? So you want to be coached to the next level, do ya? You believe in the value of coaching and you want it. I got one question for you, .. Are you truly coachable? Part four of the coaching series is called The Four Characteristics of Coachability. This final part is a clip from a Solo Elite membership call where myself and Whitney dive into the four main ingredients needed to be successful. What characteristics define coachability? Oh, that's going to be a really fun one to put out there. Here we go. Here is part one. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. This is Ken Carfagno from the Smart Cleaning School podcast, helping cleaning professionals make the impact that they were meant to make. And along with me is
Josh Melton with the Six Figure Cleaner podcast, where those who want to make six figures in a commercial cleaning business learn from, you guessed it, those who've made six figures in the commercial cleaning industry. It's not that hard, Ken, but it is interesting that today you and I are kind of co-hosting each other's podcast. That's somewhat different. Can you give the audience just, I mean, man, maybe answer the question for him, Ken. How the heck did we get here to this co-hosted episode of two different podcasts?
It really is an incredible journey. This goes back to, I mean, early on in my business and yours, I know we started around the same time, 2005, 2006. There wasn't anything called Facebook or online help. If I wanted help, it was at the end of my own arm. go make it work, right? Go make the phone calls, go knock on the doors. And then Facebook started coming alive in 2012, 13, 14. I started jumping on groups, cleaning groups, wanting to get some help. And you and I just kind of clicked in there. I saw you and like, oh, I like this guy, Josh. He knows what he's talking about. I think you would agree. You liked some of the stuff you heard me saying. We just connected. And then that finally led to I think you probably initiated like, Ken, let's jump on a call. I'd like to get to know you better. I'm like, cool, let's do it. That was 5 years ago, 2017. I remember the house I was cleaning because I was a mostly residential business. I was still in New York at that point. Jumped on a call with you while I was cleaning a house, probably an hour. Just felt like I really connected with you. We're both brothers in Christ. It just was a great, great call. Plus, we both had been in the Amway business. There are just so many things we had in common. And then, you know, push that forward a bit. We sold our business in New York, moved back to Pennsylvania, started a new company, started this podcast. And in 2021, so just a year ago, literally almost, I think it's a year to the date as this podcast is releasing, Josh, is I interviewed you. I was just starting to bring on guests. I went from a solo show to let me get some awesome people from the cleaning industry on this show. And I knew you were a guy I wanted to get on. You were so well-spoken. You had a great business. We had a lot in common. And we did a podcast. And as I listened to you speak, I felt like I was looking in a mirror. So many things we had overlapping, so many things in common, family, business, goals, dreams. It was just amazing. And I heard a story that I felt was also very similar. I ended up calling that podcast, The Cleaning Road to Nineveh. We recorded that on May 24th of 2021. It published a month later, but the point of that podcast was you and I were both put purposefully in a cleaning business, and both of us have tried over the years to get away from it. It was similar to the story of Jonah in the Bible. That's why I called it The Cleaning Road to Nineveh. He was called to go to Nineveh, and he's like, nah, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go over here to Tarshish. I'm going to get on this boat. And then God dealt with him, put him in a whale. He had to deal with some stuff. Eventually, whenever Jonah turned his face toward God and toward Nineveh in obedience, from that point, everything worked out for Jonah.
I think that story, yeah. As we were just talking, like we didn't talk about what the podcast episode was going to be named. We didn't talk going into it, I don't believe, about Jonah or Nineveh. It just kind of organically happened with our conversation. It's like, man, it's like we're like Jonah trying to run away from this thing, man. Like it's Nineveh. So it's kind of cool that like captured that moment, you know, and we can both refer back to it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I never named podcasts probably as you do until after the recording. So I'm looking for some really cool quote or some concept that was inside of it to make it a fun name. And I was like, perfect. That's who we both are. We're both running. But I saw you turn back. And you did this with emphasis in 2019, and you turned back and boom, Athens Cleaning Company. It's just been amazing to watch you grow. And I'm like, I need to do this. I've always known deep down that I need to turn back towards cleaning and everything else will go well for me. That was May 24th interviewing you. And then just super quick, within the next week, I'm on the Total Life Freedom Mastermind that I'm a part of with Vincent Puglisi, who's also a recent guest on the Smart Cleaning School podcast. He came out in the beginning of May when his book launch of The Wealth of Connection came out. Well, he challenged me and the whole mastermind challenged me like, dude, you've been talking about taking a month off and going to wherever, Florida, Arizona, who cares? Go something you've been talking about with your family, you homeschool, you have a business, stop talking about it. When are you going to do this thing? And I'm like, well, I solo clean. I don't know if I can stop whining. Are you going to do it? They challenged me. And it just hit me. I'm like, what am I doing? How long am I going to stay solo? Do I want to do this dream of going to Florida for a month? Talking to my wife, what do you think about us? She's like, on board. I'm like, darn, she's really on board. I got to do something. And then that was May 31st. I recorded and released a new Freedom Vision announcing to the podcast and anyone listening, hey guys, I'm doing this thing. I'm booking a trip to Florida with my family. And I don't know how it's going to happen. I need to be away for 30 days, but I clean 2 days a week. There's tension there. Don't know how it's going to happen. I'm realizing I need a coach. You know what? There's that guy, Josh, my buddy. And I loved the business model he has. The six-figure cleaner model really, really was the one for me. I felt like that could be a perfect way for me to make the jump from residential to commercial. And it really suited the residential house cleaner. I really felt it was a fit. I liked the model. I'd love for you to share a bit of that model in a moment. And I just reached out and like, Josh, man, thanks for the interview. Would you coach me? I want the business you have. And I got this Florida thing. I'm going to book a trip. Matter of fact, I'm doing it in the next couple of weeks. Would you coach me? And that was on June 7th, 8th, 9th, somewhere in there. So what's so interesting is I spent 15 years solo cleaning, Josh, and in 14 days made a decision
after interviewing you and getting around TLF, having people that are coaching me step into my life and say, Ken, let's do this thing. And then I came back full circle and said, Josh, would you help me? I think that's an important step, is I had to acknowledge I needed help. I needed a coach. I couldn't do it on my own. And that's where I called you. And then it all started. The journey began 1 year later. So where do you want to go with this thing, man?
Man, here we are today, right? So yeah, just about a year ago, that Cleaning Road to Nineveh podcast with Smart Cleaning School came out. And here we are a year later, and we're going to talk about some of the results of that. So you just set us up, man, so perfectly. We have that podcast episode. There was no talk before that episode of me coaching you or anything like that. It just organically happened. That episode happens. A week later, you're challenged to do something different or do something bigger. You respond to the call. You actually set some crazy goal. I have no idea how we're getting to the top of this mountain, friends, but this is where we're going. And it lined up, right? So, man, we would say coincidence, or we might say providence of God. Either way, here we are. Man, I'll tell you this, Ken. I want to talk about something specific today, because I think that our listeners need to understand, I think, the investment that you and I have made over the times we've been in business to create successful businesses. You created one of the, if not the most, successful solo cleaning businesses there is out there. Crushing it. I mean, you're doing it in a fraction of the time of most people, and you're still making a solid income for your family. So you like totally optimized the solo cleaning business. You're crushing in that. But you realized in order for you to get to what your goal was, this new vision that you have, a new freedom vision, that you had to do some things differently. And I think that you were very wise that instead of just trying to figure it all out by yourself, you're like, let me find some mentors that have done something similar that I want to do, or at least not that they've gone to Florida for a month, but they've built a business that would allow them to. And that's kind of how we connected on this opportunity to coach. So specifically what I want to talk about for our listener is the value of having a coach and a community of peers. Now, as I'm saying this, I need to frame this for you, Ken. You and I met in a free Facebook group for cleaning business owners. Now, I need to go back and see, actually, when did Facebook groups even become a thing? I don't know. I remember getting on Facebook for the first time. When I was looking into it, I was already out of college. And initially, I don't know if you remember this or not, in order to sign up for Facebook, you had to have a college-specific email address. So you had to have a .edu email address to get on Facebook. It was just for college students. And so I remember somewhere around, I don't know, maybe 2006 or so, 2005, that freed up. And I was able to get on Facebook. At first, I couldn't get on. But man, back in the day, Ken, what I was doing, I was scratching and clawing, trying to figure this thing out. There were no cleaning company business owner podcast. You know, they weren't. They didn't exist back then. I remember listening to some, you know, this guy, Pat Flynn. I listened to his podcast when I was out cleaning all the time. Smart Passive Income.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy,
a lot of other
too.
Stuff. Yeah, he's awesome. Man, he got me onto this idea. I fell in love with the podcast idea because of Pat Flynn. I loved what he did with sharing his numbers and stuff like that. It was amazing. So at that point for me, I knew like, I'd like to do a podcast. That just seems like a cool thing. But back in the day, man, there were no podcasts for cleaning company owners. I don't know if this thing still exists. It was called the Global Cleaning Association. And it was this like old school message board chat room, if you will. And so I got on there. Honestly, for the most part, the people that were there, Ken, they were decent from the level of success in their cleaning businesses, because you had to be if you were to spend time on that site. It wasn't not quite as user friendly as what we've seen in Facebook. But you and I met in one of these Facebook groups, which was awesome. And honestly, the reason I reached out to you to connect more on a personal level is because I could tell that you knew what you were talking about. So at this point in time, you know, I got some years under my belt as a cleaning business owner. And what I found in the community, in the Facebook communities, while I think they're great, it's hard to know if the people answering your question have any fruit on the tree. And so I would see it. I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea. But people would speak it with such certainty. You still see the same thing today. But you and I reached out to you because I'm like, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. I can tell that the things that he's saying, those things work. Because I've tried some of those things. I know they work. And man, we were able to connect. I think the first time we ever talked on the phone, it was like 90 minutes. It was crazy because we connected on so many levels. And I don't know if you remember this part or not, but I got to give you a plug. Arctic Land, your book, Arctic Land, was shipped to my house, and my now 12-year-old son, who would have been, I guess, 7 at the time or so.
Yeah, he was.
He just fell in love with that book. And we have read the book. We were able to get connected to some other stuff that you've done. And I still see Ken Carfagno, paraphernalia around my house has blessed our family's life. So thank you for that. But now these cleaning groups, well, again, the value of having a coach and a community of peers, I'm going to up the ante on this a little bit. And I'm going to add the word paid, P-A-I-D. Mm. I think that the listener needs to pay to be a part of a community of cleaning business owners, or pay to have a cleaning coach. And I'll tell you the reason why, and then we'll go over some details, is that the people that are talking in the paid groups are at least willing to pay to be in the group. So you know they gotta be making some money in their business. I've seen this, Ken, on at least two occasions I can speak to with absolute 100% certainty, where I saw people answer questions with a high level of certainty. Oh, you should definitely do this. I'll tell you what I would do. Hmm. That type of response that I knew for an absolute fact, because I'd had one-on-one conversations with these people where they're asking me questions. They had zero clients. Yet somebody's asking a question, what should I do? And they're answering again with certainty, this is what I will do. And I'm like, nice people. Hopefully they'll make it, but they have no fruit on the tree.
Well,
they're
slinging
out theories like they're promises, you know?
If I can interject, that is definitely one major drawback or thing to look out for when you're in these free groups. For sure, you have people that don't have fruit on the tree. The thing that I think is equally destructive or problematic are the people that do have fruit on the tree, but because it's a free group, they are giving what I call general advice versus specific advice. General advice is, oh, here's Ken, here's Josh. We don't know each other, but Ken's asking a question. Josh has fruit on the tree and he hears Ken's question. Yeah, I think you should do this. You should charge this. You should say this. Okay, well, there are some things that do generally work. That's why it's general advice. But I really believe, and I've been a part of these paid groups for years, and I run one, the Smart Cleaning Tribe. And in that group, these are business owners, cleaning business owners, that all know each other. We're a family. We know where we are in our life and our business and our family and our health. And because of that, and we're all vested, but because we all pay money to be in this group, we can give each other specific advice based on the life scenario that we are currently in. And so that is a dangerous thing. So if you're out there in a Facebook group and it's free, just realize that the majority of advice that's being given is general advice. It's generally good, but it's also can be generally bad.
Yeah. And if you don't know the answer to yourself, you're asking a question, you don't know the answer. And depending on where you are in your journey, a lot of people, Ken, are asking questions and they don't know how to evaluate yet if the person responding, the person giving the answer, if they have that knowledge or not, or if they're just guessing, right? And so again, if you're in a paid community like what Ken has to offer, then number one, you know that Ken's got fruit on the tree and he'll give you the specific, like he'll be real with you. Hey, this is exactly what we have going on. He'll let you see and taste on the fruit, so to speak. But the other members that are in that group as well, what you know is that, hey, these are people that are willing to invest in themselves. Like they're willing to invest in themselves. They're not just in here wasting time. Like they're spending money to be here. Therefore, like honestly, like they probably got some money coming into their business because they're investing in it, but they're also showing that they're willing to invest in themselves. They're willing to spend some money and you can share your story over time. So again, so it's not just like, you know, Sally from Santa Fe. It's like, no, you know, Sally from Santa Fe, you know what her business looks like. You might know what her spouse's name is, or if she's got kids or dogs or whatever, right? You get a more of a knowledge of who these people are that are giving me the advice or giving me the counsel. And again, as Ken said, and it's not just all general counsel because they know your situation a little bit more. So definitely the emphasis of being part of a paid community of your peers. And then also the benefits of investing in a coach, which we'll get into as well. But the peers, as I'm saying that too, Ken, I think there's value in a lot of different ways. You and I are both now in a group where it is a community of peers, but they're not industry specific peers. So we both get value from that, tremendous value from being a part of that group, but it's different, right? Because they can't give us the nitty gritty industry specific stuff. It's more of the mindset and maybe sometimes challenging us, sometimes encouraging us. And we can learn a lot about, you know, stuff outside of our industry that may benefit us. But again, we're going to miss out on some of the industry specific stuff. So I'm a paid member of a community of peers that aren't industry specific. I'm also a paid member of a community of peers that are industry specific. I pay to be part of a commercial cleaning business owner mastermind, and I absolutely love it. And I pay, I don't know, probably a couple thousand dollars a year to be part of this. And it's been awesome for me. And I know for you, I don't know what the investment is, Ken, for your group, but I know several of the people that have been a part of what you do at Smart Cleaning School, and they get value from it. You don't have all these people signing up and quitting. It's like, no, they get in and they stick around because they're winning as a result of being a part of a community of like-minded cleaning business owners that want to grow and scale their company.
Yeah, amen. And we focus on goals and holding people accountable. There's enough coaches out there where, like yourself, you're growing a six-figure cleaner coaching brand, and people can go and receive that specific counsel from a coach one-on-one or in a group. And we function in the Smart Cleaning Tribe as a group of people that we're just developing close friendships. We're like I said, we're like a family. And as that grows, we're just holding each other to the fire, holding each other accountable. Like, hey, you said you were trying to do this for your family. Let's get it done. And so people don't want to show up. If you're had an accountability situation, I know you have, you don't want to show up and say, yeah, I didn't get it done. It just doesn't feel good, because you don't want to let people down that have invested in you.
So I tell people, Ken, they need three things in their lives. Three things. These are three relationships that you got to have if you want to be successful. The number one thing, in my opinion, is that you need a community of people to run with. You need some people. And that's exactly what you're just saying. You want to have some people that, like, hey, I don't want to let these people down. You know, they're my team members. And by team members, again, you may be in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're in New York City. And you guys aren't, your income and your, you know, financial obligations have nothing to do with each other. But you just know that the person in New York's going after their goals. I don't want to be slack. I want to go after mine too, right? Like, I want to feel like we're both pursuing things together. So you got to have people that you're willing to run with. The other two relationships you got to have is, it's very important. The Bible teaches this all. I mean, just the whole way through the whole deal is you got to have people to follow, you know, mentors in your life. Like, you need to learn. Don't try to learn from all the mistakes on your own. I mean, good night. And this is what, Ken, one of the things I mentioned to you is like, look, man, I went through a lot of the minefield, you know, with a blindfold on, not following anybody. So I've stepped on a few of these things and I can point them out to you. There's no reason to walk through a minefield first if other people have walked through it. Like, they can guide you through. Don't step there. That's going to hurt. Right. So you need somebody to follow, somebody to run with. And then the second or the last thing is, like, you need someone to lead yourself, because if you invest in yourself and then you learn, you gain that knowledge, the best way for you, honestly, to learn it truly deeply is to teach it to others. And so I know you and I both, we've always tried to focus on giving back and that mentoring piece, even probably when, and that's honestly too, why these people are giving answers that they don't know the answer. They're trying to give back. They just don't have it yet, maybe to give back. But you need to have all three of those relationships. And so I really love what you're doing with Smart Cleaning School and the Tribe, because I think that you're offering people that opportunity to have those relationships with other people in the same battle, you know, in the same race. So you're not feeling like, well, yeah, Ken can do it because Ken's awesome. So, well, no, there's other people that they're not where Ken's at yet, right? They're going to where Ken's at. They're not there yet. And these are your peers. And so I love what we're doing there, but let's talk about coaching for a second.
Sure.
You're coaching a lot of, you know, you've done individual coaching, you've coached in the group sessions, group format, but let's talk about some of the things that you and I've walked through as your business model was transitioning a little bit in the last year.
Sure.
And let's talk about some of the decisions we made, some of the challenges that we had, and then some of the results that we found too. So just to set it up, you had a solo cleaning business. You're super efficient. You got it optimized. And you're saying, I need to be able to get out of town for a month. And my current business model really doesn't allow for me to do that. So I see Josh here, and Josh has got a business that's grown dramatically. He's doing professional office cleaning. He's got a, you know, business doing seven figures of revenue. That looks kind of cool. And I think that if I can move toward the direction of where he is, I could probably leave for a month and therefore satisfy my goal to get to Florida for a month, right?
I mean, if I got 10% of the way there, that would put me in Florida. I remember one of those first couple conversations we had, you said, well, Ken, look at it like a building. Remember this? You said there's different floors on the building. And that metaphor, that storyline really helped me through the coaching. This is what coaching does, and we'll dig into this more. Coaching is about mindset. There's strategy, there's tactics that come out of things, but coaching is about helping me change the way that I think, helping you that's listening to the Six Figure Cleaner podcast, listening to the Smart Cleaning School podcast, change the way you think. And just real quick, I've done an episode back last September called We All Need a Coach. I talked about the four windows. And Josh, you may remember this being from some of our Amway days. And John Crow taught this, the four windows. He said, window one in the upper left corner are the things that you know about you that other people know about you. Mm. Do you remember this? Oh, I love this. The second window, so like the color of your skin, the color of your hair, your eye color, the what you're wearing, like, duh, okay, you have a business. I know that about me. You know that about me, right? And then the second window, these are the things that you know about you that others don't know about you. And this represents an area where, well, I need to get better. Self-awareness, how can I grow? That's the second window. A lot of people are here like, yeah, personal growth, that self-help section, they're window two people. Well, they know they have to change, so they're going to go do it themselves, right? Window three, this is the fun one, the third window in the lower left corner. These are the things that you don't know about you that others do know about you. It represents mentorship, coaching, and like really getting into personal achievement. There's only so far you can go alone in a self-help section. You need a coach. That's the purpose of this podcast was to show people. I mean, 80% of people are not setting goals. 80% of people, probably more, are not hiring coaches. They're working within that window one and window two. And once you go into window three and humble yourself and say, I don't know this about myself. Would you help me? And when you see something about me that I don't see, would you show it to me? It's going to be ugly, but show it to me because I want to be better for my family. Window four was what, like the great unknown, the things that you don't know about you that others also don't know about you. And this is like that self-discovery. This is where God comes in and showing you the part that's the iceberg that's under the part of the iceberg under the water, the super seed. That analogy of those four windows, Josh, always helped me to put coaching in perspective. Like, where does it fit and where are you in the process? Are you a window one? You're just staying there. Fine. Go work your job. Be happy. You window two, you can only go so far helping yourself. Window three, it's time to make the leap.
Yeah. And so it's a principle called the Johari window is what that is. And that third pain that you talked about, which coaching can be so great for, and as well as a community of peers can be great here too, is that the phrase, you may not have heard of that analogy before, but I guarantee you have heard of what people call that third window pain, and it's called your blind spot. It's, hey, you don't know this about yourself. The rest of us see it. You know, like you can't see it. You can't see it because you're inside of yourself, but this is something that we see you constantly miss. This is something that you make other people feel this way. You don't know it, or, you know, there's all these things that it could possibly be, but yeah, I agree 100%. Ken, your coach can help you definitely on that third window pane, that blind spot. And quite honestly, even that fourth pane, you know, of walking through, because if you're having, you don't know it, the coach doesn't know it, nobody knows it. But because you're going through a path of discovery, you're working on your mindset, you're working to learn something new, oftentimes something can get uncovered that you didn't know was there. The other person, nobody even was there, but it can happen because you're pursuing something better. And it's a really cool thing when it comes to coaching. So let's do this first, Ken. Let's talk about, we already know what the goal was. Did you hit the goal? Did you get to Florida for a month?
We did. We went to Florida February 2022. Mind-blowing, game changer. Could not have ever imagined how amazing it was going to be. As much as we built it up and worked hard to achieve it, the back of my mind, well, if we don't quite hit it, no big deal. Well, we had $6,000 on the line with our Airbnb rental and five children that knew we were going to Florida. There was a lot on the line. And there was at times I wondered, like, you know what? It's just a couple states away. It's just Florida. I mean, how big of a deal is it? It was a big deal. It was a really big deal. And for so many reasons that we can dig into. But yes, we made the trip happen. It was a dogfight for sure. And if it wasn't for your guidance step by step, I'd probably be doing this interview with you a year later and saying, hey, we didn't make it for the first year. I think I need a coach. Would you help me so I can get my family? They're feeling down. I didn't man up. I didn't hit the goal and we didn't get to go. Now my family would have not known any of the difference because they would not have gone, oh, no big deal. But now knowing what I know, experiencing what we've experienced, I can't imagine not having had gone to that trip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. So I agree with you. You have your family, you love your family. Your family loves you. Your family would have been able to rebound had you not hit that goal, but you stated the goal. You said, this is what we're going to do. And you hit it. And so what I would tell you is, yeah, grace for you. If you would not have hit it, your family would still love you. They would not have probably kicked you out, at least not for that long, but it is huge that you hit that goal and that you were able to tell your family, hey, this is what's about to happen. and that they watch, you mean your kids watched you work hard for something and they got to enjoy the rewards of your hard work, your hard work, your effort. And I know they were a part of that too. It was a whole family effort, but man, that's super cool that you guys were able to realize this dream again, like you said, a new freedom vision. Like you saw the promised land and you took your family there. You like ushered them over the line. You took a picture at the Florida line, right? Like, hey, we're in Florida, y'all. This is awesome. Now, you and I got to meet in person on the trip down. It was just so many awesome things, but that was the reward Ken set out with. Hey, I got a goal I want to achieve. I have no idea how to get there. We created a plan, executed the plan. By the way, was the plan executed perfectly?
Not even close.
There were some hiccups along the way, right?
Yeah, we had the building said, Ken, if you can get to the third floor of the building, you have a nice trip in Florida with lots of margin. If you can get to the second floor, you know what? You'll still be in Florida, less margin. Hey, if you can get to the basement, you'll be there, but it'll be stressful. And so we had that, those different floors in mind. I think we probably made it around floor one, but yet we were there.
You made it. You got there, man. Yeah. So just to, again, so the listener knows, like your plan's never going to be executed perfectly. It's just not going to happen because life happens. There's going to be things that come up. You know, it's, you got to be able, again, Ken, you said mindset's so important. The reason mindset's so important is because your plan is not going to go right. As my favorite philosopher, Mike Tyson says, paraphrase, everything, you know, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face, right? Once you take the hit, can you make the adjustment and keep pursuing it? So let's talk about this, some of the specifics, Ken. So, all right, spoiler alert, we know that you got the promised land, you got there, you achieved what you set out to achieve. But let's talk about some of the numbers. So what was the, you know, from where we started to where we finished, this is what the business looked like on both sides. And then we'll get into some of the nitty gritty. These are some of the tactics that we utilized to achieve success and, again, move ourselves more along the journey to get to this promised land you set out.
Yeah, sure. Let's dig into that. So back on May 24th, when you and I did that first interview, here's where the Carfagno cleaning business was. It was pre-changing to commercial. I had an optimized solo cleaning business that I teach the ISO model, and I had done it now the second time. And in the second company, I was up to making $70,000 profit, cleaning 2 days a week. It was a really nice gig, really nice. I could take 5, 6, maybe even 7 days. If I squeezed on both sides of the schedule, I could get away. But I wasn't fully satisfied. I was ready for that jump. So 2 days a week, we had a revenue of $5,325 a month in commercial cleaning. And $2,025 a month in residential. That's a total of $7,350 per month in total cleaning revenue. That's a 72-28 commercial to residential split as of the 1 year ago mark right now. And by the way, in our first business in New York, we were a 90-10 residential to commercial split. And that had a revenue around $5,000 a month, $5,000 to $5,500 a month. And that one we sold for $80,000 back in 2018. So here we are, second time around, optimized the second time. That is the entirety of the Smart Cleaning School podcast. Go to episode one, hit play. You'll see us going from zero to the numbers I just told you.
So you had roughly $5,000, $5,300 a month of commercial business when we started.
Correct.
And let's talk about what those accounts were. How many accounts did you have? And then what type of businesses were they?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up my list of them right now. All right. The first one was a remodeling company, a small converted barn into a really nice looking like showroom display with carpet samples and flooring samples. And so they needed to have a really nice presentation clean when customers would come in to look at it. That was bi-weekly, $375 a month. I had a small computer IT company who very professional. The first one was about 3,000 square feet. The second one is also around 3,000 square feet and it's weekly, $650 a month, that IT company. The next one was a medical billing office. Again, another small professional office, 5,000 square feet, weekly cleaning, $600 a month. I had 3 veterinary hospitals. I never wanted to get into veterinary hospitals. I'm allergic to animals. That's a different topic.
It's a great choice of prospects.
I just landed in, like ballooning in from New York. My mother-in-law's best friend worked at this vet, and they caught wind. Hey, my son-in-law is coming down, sold his business. He's a great cleaner. We need him. Our cleaner's not good. And so I was already hired before I ever showed up. And I'm, yeah, we need some income in the new, digs in Pennsylvania. So that the underground connectivity of the veterinary world is really strong. And one doc recommended me to another and to another. Got three of those. So one of my vets is every week. One was once every 2 weeks. One is every fourth week. And they range in price from $425 a month to $1,825 a month. Sizes of those buildings are between 4,000 and 8,000 square feet. Then I had a small computer repair company once a month for $200. Again, it's a small professional office. I had a community center that was, I wouldn't call it a small professional office, but just a small log cabin. It's about 1,200 square feet, maybe a couple bathrooms. That one I got $275 a month. And that is it. Yeah, that's it. That's all I had, Josh. That turtle.
All right. So you 5,300. Let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You had 8 commercial client or correct 8 commercial locations, it looks like. And again, dude, that's a very solid business here. You got 5,300 a month of commercial revenue. So that's 65,000 ish, something like that. Commercial revenues.
And you add in the residential is another 2,000 at that point. So we were about, what did I say? 70. Let me go back to my number here. I was at 7,350 a month total at that point. Now, residential is a different topic. I'm excited to get out of that here soon.
Well, that's part of the process too. As you started making this, we started having this communication and coaching relationship, you were able to realize, I really think I want to get out of residential completely.
Yeah.
And have started progressing toward going commercial only, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And as another side, as a solo cleaner, I've never crossed, well, not now, I've never crossed the six-figure mark in revenue and certainly not in profit. And so our best year ever in cleaning, now I have income from coaching Josh and income from the Smart Cleaning School and sponsorships and things, but just cleaning alone, because that's what we're talking about, I had never exceeded $77,000 in revenue in my New York business in 1 year. And that I was working like a dog, man. I get tongue hanging out. And then in the Pennsylvania business, 60,000, maybe. I think this one here that I'm talking about, 7,300 a month, that's 88,000. So I had cranked up to 88,000 in revenue for 2020. And that's what 21 would have been prior to the intersection and the road to Nineveh with Josh Melton.
So let's talk about what that road to Nineveh looked like.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right. So you went from, so you started off at $5,325 a month, which again, that's roughly $65,000. Where are you at this point with just your commercial cleaning business?
Okay. You want to go current versus prior to Florida? Because I've added more since Florida.
Yeah. Let's talk about current, where you're at now. So you started off when we started coaching at $5,325. And what is your revenue at now on just the commercial side? Let's not even talk about residential.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready for it.
$10,475 a month. That's a 97% increase, which is, for those that are rounding up, I doubled it.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really awesome. And what's that represent? $10,475 times 12. That's $125,000 in revenue on commercial, up from the 60 something you mentioned. That is exciting.
Really exciting. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, even if you look at just your total business, when we looked at the front end of it, you know, you're at 88, you know, and so, yeah, your business has grown, your total business has grown 50% in that time period, but your commercial business, which is the path that you want to follow, this is where you're wanting to grow, it doubled in less than a year's time, which is pretty awesome.
Thank you. Checks in the mail.
Well, you also went to from a different model, right? So before it's what can Ken clean, and now it's what can Ken's team clean. We even change. I mean, okay, we'll go over some of the tactics.
There is a lot to dig into.
There's a lot of stuff going on this. So let's talk about some of the. So those are the numbers, and I think Ken, what I want people to be able to grab onto is that you have been successful in the cleaning industry. Like you know how to build a business. You know how to do it specifically in the lane that you're running in. But with the help of investing in a coach, the time and effort and all the stuff that goes into that, you're really able to level up, I think, probably faster. Because instead of having to figure out all the things on your own and have the, gosh, most of us go through this. This is a struggle for all of us, especially former engineers like yourself. But we get the paralysis of analysis. We're contemplating. There's all these things that you can do. Which one should I do? And it can slow us down. It's like quicksand. But when you have a coach or you have a peer community, you can throw out some of these things and they can help walk you through what decisions that you should make. So yeah, man, awesome job on that. Your numbers are phenomenal. I want the listener to see, like, look, this invest in yourself. It's going to be worth it. If you have the work ethic and you got, and like you got a reason to do it. Cause again, guys, the reason that Ken was able to do what Ken did is because Ken had a big goal. He had a big reason why. He had a dream that empowered him to do these hard things. If you don't have a dream, when it gets hard, it's really easy to talk yourself down.
And I had to overcome some things. I released an episode recently here in May, and it was all about a fear that I had that I never knew. And it was, I give credit to my friend Shay Sparks, also in TLF, Total Life Freedom. I was talking with her and I told her, you know, I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm like, I'll take action once I have clarity. And that was my MO, Josh, for years. Like, I need clarity and then I'll take action. And then I would be in the action mode. Oh, I just got to figure. So I need more clarity. And then I would stop the action, never knowing it. This is what you just called recently a blind spot. It's a third window thing for me. I've had to have people like Vincent, like you, pointed out to me. You guys are both fast action takers. And I haven't been. And I had Shay just said to me, yeah, Ken, that's fear. Your need for clarity is actually a fear disguise. You're wearing a mask. I said, hold on, back up. I didn't like it, but then it just like illuminated so many things for me. Wow. And so that's something that you really did for me, because I respect you, Josh, and I respect what you've built. I respect who you are as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a leader. And I'm like, this guy's pouring into me. This guy's investing in me. He's taking his time away from his family, away from his business. And he's talking to me for an hour every Monday. He's answering my gazillion Marco Polos. Hey, Josh, what about this? What about this? And I'm like, I don't want to let him down. It was so interesting to think about this. Obviously, I don't want to let my family down, but I didn't want to let down Josh either. Like, there is that awesome relationship between coach and coachee, mentor, mentee. And I knew, and what's cool is I know you benefited from the process too. Like, you learned how to become a better coach in the process, because you're right. You become better at anything at the highest levels when you teach. You know, there's a model that I'm a commander in the Royal Rangers, and we teach this. We said, here's the model to raise young men, to teach boys how to become men. They want to learn a new skill. First is you have to hear it. And then you got to see it. And then you got to do it. And then you got to teach it. Those are the four steps and the highest levels teaching. You alluded to that earlier. So that's where we were.
Yeah. You know, as you're saying that too, it comes to having coaches. So I had done some coaching before for other professionals, and it was not industry specific. So when Ken and I's relationship, I was like, look, Ken, I've never had a formal relationship, coaching relationship that's industry specific. So honestly, I know the answers to a lot of the questions. I've forgotten what the questions are. This will be great for me too, with being able to remember what some of the questions are. And I will be able to document some of this process and be able to help and assist others. They're doing it. And then it's like, we'll also see, can what I've done, the way that I've built my business, could we do it somewhere else? That's totally different.
Is
not
it
even
duplicatable?
The same part of the country, right? Is this duplicatable, or is this would work for me and work for here, but it wouldn't work elsewhere. And so we've proven that's not the case. And now we have more testimonials outside of just you and me that are following a similar path, but it's really cool. So let's talk about this. Two things real quick. I'm going to define what our coaching relationship looked like. We did a weekly call every Monday for an hour. So we did a Zoom meeting. We'd go over different things.
That was mindset. Like, Mindset Monday, I would call it.
Yeah, well, a lot of it was mindset, right? So you'd come with a question or a challenge or whatever it may be. Or
you give me a different answer than I was coming for, because it's a third window.
And what I would say when I give you these answers, as I say this to you guys, by the way, it's good to get a coach. That's good if you get a good coach. And not every coach is the right coach. I'm not the right coach for everybody. I'm the right coach for some people. And so I feel like you and I had a good relationship with where we're at with things, but I would constantly tell Ken, hey, Ken, this is your business, man. You do whatever you want. And I might be wrong on what I'm going to tell you right here, but based off what you've told me and based on my experience, here's what I think. Now, am I saying this is the only way to do it? Absolutely not. I'm saying this is what I think would be the best path to take to get you where you want to go. But that being said, it's your business, man. You do what you want to do. So I was never pushing you to do things that I thought you should do that you didn't want to do. Now, then saying that, obviously you might see, I don't want to do that, but I see that that's something I should do, right? But I've heard of some other people that they've had their coaches like, you should get into this business. And they're like, I don't really want to. They're like, you should do it anyway. And so our relationship was built off of one weekly call that was like every Monday we were going to talk at the same time. We also would trade text messages back and forth and also Marco Polos. And so there was some communication through the week that was random. But then there was the every Monday and it was set and definite. And that worked for us. And that's the way I've chosen to. It worked really good for me, Ken. That's the way I've chosen to coach everybody else from now on. I'm like, you can reach out to me. If it's the set time, it'll always be the set time. You'll always have my attention then. Outside of that, texting Marco Polos, I'll get to him when I can, which was great because it was, you know, it just that those mediums allowed for us to send a message that maybe didn't need an immediate response, right? But yep. You know, you probably get a response at some point, and it helped us further the relationship. So that's kind of what the process looked like. But what are some of the things that you liked the most about the coaching process? And then what are some of the things that you liked the least, or the maybe the most difficult things to incorporate?
Well, the process itself, the way you just laid that out. And by the way, let me just go back a step. Everything you described about you getting the questions and figuring stuff out and me doing it, basically I'll translate for everyone. Ken was the guinea pig.
That's right.
I was absolutely the guinea pig. And I love being guinea pig because our business has doubled. So thank you very much. I've been running around in that wheel all last 12 months and I'm better off because of it.
Not many, you don't have a whole lot of strange side effects. You know, I haven't seen you like twitching too much on this.
No, I tell you, it's not bad. I mean, I got a nice suntan still from being in Florida for the month.
That's right. So side effects may be realizing your dreams and having a better tan, right?
I tell you, it's not a bad deal. So, and it proved that your system is duplicatable. So you don't get enough credit for that. You build an amazing business. It's such a cool niche. We haven't gone into that. I do want to answer your question about the coaching process, but I do want to share this. What attracted me to your model was, well, here's what the model of the six-figure cleaner is. Josh and Athens Cleaning, they clean for a very specific niche within commercial cleaning. And so there are so many different things you can do in commercial cleaning. There is gigantic schools and gigantic class A buildings and gazillion square feet. I mean, I interviewed Ed Selkow recently on the podcast. The guy quoted the World Trade Center. And airports, like there's big stuff out there. Then there's guys like my buddy Mark Leinberg. I know you're interviewing or have released an interview with him here in the coming future for the six-figure cleaner. He does schools and churches, and those are big, and he's amazing at doing those. And there's at all levels, and then you get down to the smallest stuff. I have found in my history of cleaning that the big guys in commercial, they don't want to mess with the little stuff. It's not worth it to them. But I love it. Like I'm a house cleaner by background after my engineering days. And I'm like, I can get in these smaller places and I can crush it with my high quality, my ability to communicate directly with the owner who's usually sitting in one of those desks or a regional manager or an HR person or an office manager. I can get in there and I can sell the job. I can do it amazing. I can keep them happy. And it's not every day. It wasn't 3 or 4 days a week. Now I know you have a model, you have a lot of banks and it's 3 or 4 days a week. I had an experience where they were all once a week, once every 2 weeks, as you heard in my customer list. And I'm like, I'm already doing these small professional offices. I really like them. I can own these, Josh. I could crush these. And then I met you and you're like, yeah, I do small professional offices. Huh. Interesting. How do you do enough of them to make $1 million? He says, well, I hire, and this is the part that I was like, mind blown. We hire professionals to clean for professionals. I'm like, explain that, Josh. And you said, well, we've got these small professional office environments, very professional, obviously the people that work in them. So why don't we just hire the people that work in them to clean them? It's not the same exact people. Like the guy in the bank doesn't always clean their own bank. Although you've told me that has happened at times. It's you're finding these people that they've been background checked. They're working in this environment. They have a resume. They know what a resume is. They dress professionally. They're white collar. They've gone through college of some sort. They're sitting in a desk all week, but they need extra money and they understand professional. Why don't we see if we can find those people and put them in the environment that they already know and they're comfortable in. And it makes the company a different, it makes them stand out from a typical commercial cleaning company. And that really attracted me. And I asked the question, like, Josh, could I find people? Like, I had doubts. I had fears. Could I find anyone that would do that? And then we started out the process and Mindset Mondays, our calls on Monday. I didn't have any questions. I literally have all these notes on my Google Doc, like all the stuff. It's like 80% mindset, 20% questions. And the questions were things that happened from the mindset you gave me. And here's why I didn't have many questions, because the Marco Polos were amazing for on the job, in the field, because that's when the questions happened. I'd be on like a Wednesday afternoon, man, I got this question just popped up. Marco Polo, Josh. And there was no shortage of words when I left you, Marco Polo, because I definitely am a little lengthy. That's why I had to listen to three times the speed.
So the great thing with Marco Polo is that I could like speed it up, right? I could listen to you in double speed.
So I'm a guinea pig chipmunk now. So I would put those questions out and you would batch them. You'd give me a couple answers back and I'd be like, boom. My wife could listen to them with me. We'd work on something like, hey, what is your cleaning supply setup look like? That's not a topic for a Monday. It's not. But on a Marco Polo, you'd like go into the closet at one of your facilities, show me a picture. Picture is 1,000 words. Boom. That's all I need to know. I use this. I use that. Awesome. What about uniforms? You send me pictures of uniforms, of name tags. There's so many examples of just questions I had when I was in the field thinking about things I needed, or questions about a certain person I just interviewed, or about I got this opportunity to do a proposal. And I'm thinking this, but I'm also thinking this. The goal is to win the job, but I don't want to underprice it. I don't want to overbid it. Help me here, Josh. And we would talk through that on Marco Polo. I couldn't wait till Monday. And so that's when Marco Polo came in. It was like real-time questions. And then Monday was like, man, that was a great week. Here's what happened. Here's the updates from week to week. Here's some things I'm thinking. And then you'd be like, well, here's what I'm seeing, Ken. And then you would be just digging into a blind spot that you've been just chomping at the bit to be like, hey, Ken, let's talk about this. But you also knew we had a relationship. This is the key. We had a relationship of trust because of those years of friendship, but also because I genuinely wanted to have what you have. And I trust your input. I trust you. And I'm like, if he says it, he's not saying it because he's trying to harm me. He's saying he's trying to help me. And I had to have the humility to realize I need to reach out. And if he says it, like what Shea Sparks said to me, Ken, that's a fear. I need to believe that he's seeing something I'm not seeing, and I need to address that. So that's my take. That's part one of your question on what did I like. You want to know what I didn't like? I can come back to that. If you want to jump in and say anything on this first part.
Yeah, I'll say on that regards, I think kudos to you, because oftentimes again, you made it easy to communicate difficult things, right? Because there would be times where I'd say, hey, Ken, I hear what you said. I understand. I believe why I think that you want to execute in that fashion, but I think you got a blind spot on this one. I don't think you're thinking about this, or hey, I think maybe you got a little bit of a scarcity mentality here because you're trying to rush some things. Maybe you shouldn't hire that person for these reasons, but I get maybe you want to, and you're justifying it because again, you're like, you just get back from Florida and you want to execute. And so there were things where oftentimes I heard you say this, which was, I say oftentimes, probably 5 or 6 times, but you're like,
that's often.
I didn't want to hear that, man. But I thought I might hear that, right? Like you kind of already knew going in that, hey, Josh may tell me this isn't the best MO for me to take. You know, this may not be the best path for me to take for that particular thing. So you made it easy to communicate those things, Ken. I appreciate that. And you were someone that would spend, you weren't so hard-headed that you were just going to do it your way all the time. So what I'm saying is that you're coachable. So you could benefit from a coaching relationship because you're coachable. If you aren't coachable, then you can hire the best coach in the world, but you're still just going to do it your way the whole time, right?
100%.
So I think that was a huge benefit. And as far as in that process went too, I enjoyed it too, you know, because again, you would ask me a question about a situation maybe I haven't experienced in myself, because I have a staff that handles a lot of the things that you're handling. A lot of those things at this point, I have staff that handles them. So you'd ask me a question and I'm like, oh man, that's a great question. Let me get into it. Let's talk about the philosophy. Let's talk about the mindset. Let's talk about the specifics of what we need to do here. And then I would take that Ken on my side and go back and teach my staff with it. Hey guys, by the way, here's something we hadn't talked about in a while, but let's talk about it. Cause they don't know how, you know, they don't have 20 years experience in this like I do. So, but it's easy to forget that. So it was really good for me on that part of the process. Let's talk about what you didn't like. What were some of the harder moments of the journey and then the coaching process itself?
So the things I didn't like are the things my wife liked. here's what I mean by that. The things that it was all related to the blind spot. Or, Ken, you have to take massive action. Massive action scares me because I know it's going to be a lot of work. Once I,
it's going to be messy.
Messy.
Like you're doing massive action. It's hard to get all the I's dotted and T's crossed.
And as an engineer, I want to, like, I want, like, here's an example. I started doing a tracking sheet for prospects, for team members, and for potential new clients. And I'm trying to track them as I go, but it was taking up my time. You're like, dude, stop doing that. Track later. Go and make things happen. I'm like, ugh, I don't like that. It's against my nature as an engineer. Or I wanted to have, this is something that really irked me. And you know this. And I told Teresa, and she's like, oh, I like that, Josh. It was this. I said, Josh, I want to only find customers that are once a week because I like that. I like weekly, biweekly. I can stack them all on a weekend. And I don't, when I get out of house cleaning, I won't have anything to do cleaning wise Monday through Thursday. And then I go Friday night, Saturday night, boom. Or maybe I'll throw a Thursday on there, but weekly. You're like, you can do that. But if you do 2 days a week, which I had a few opportunities on the table and I was turning them down and you were cringing, if you do 2 days a week, you know, you can build revenue faster. Or what about 3 days a week like banks? And you're still working on me with that, I know. And you said this to me. You said, well, here's what I'm seeing, Ken. What do you not want more? Do you want to, that's a double negative, right? Or what do you want more? Do you want to have a perfect schedule of Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Or do you want to go to Florida with your family like you promised them? I'm like, gosh, Josh, why? And I'm like, yeah, I want to go to Florida. Okay, well, you have a short window. If you had a lot more time, yeah, you probably could build it perfectly the way you want, but you don't have that window. And I'm your coach, and I'm telling you, I'm looking at the timeline. You got like 8 weeks left, dude, or 10 weeks left, whatever it was. Take what you can get. We're building to a goal. Okay. Turns out I kind of like those 2 days a week thing, but that was something that you challenged me. Or here's something else I didn't like on the total flip side of that. Back before Florida, remember things were kind of locking in. You're like, Ken, I think you got it. You got those 10 buildings delegated. Now the people wondering why 10 buildings, because we ended up adding six. We went from the 8 you mentioned up to 14, but there were 4 of them, I believe, that were on a monthly basis. I was able to clean them before Florida, clean them after Florida. So they did not have to be delegated. So 10 needed to be delegated. So I had 10 and we had those 5 team members locking in and oh, it's there. All we do is just kind of get those last people trained. And I'm like, hey, Josh, I got a couple potential clients that want to hire me now. I could sneak one or two more in. I could go hire someone. And you said something that I didn't like because I was in the mode of bringing on new customers. I'm like, this is more revenue. More revenue is good. You're like, yeah, but Ken, if you do that, you're cutting out your margin. And if you cut out your margin, you might not enjoy Florida as much. Or one wrong move, one no show, and you're going to be at your desk while your family's at the beach in Florida. That's what you're saying to me. And I didn't see that. I didn't like that. Now, did I listen to your counsel? In both cases, I did. Did it work out for me? Yes, because in Florida, I worked less than 3 hours per week on the business. Now, that did come back and bite me a little bit, but it was so worth it. So that's what I didn't like is all the different things you would say to me that would challenge me. Ken, you got a Project 100, which you gave me to do back in September. I didn't do it until like October. It took a month. Why? Because I also had a mindset where count your chickens before they hatch. Remember, I'm like, well, I got these like 5-6 proposals out there. They're all going to come in. Josh, dude, they're in. I know my people. You know how many came in? 0 out of the 6 that were guaranteed. You knew it. I didn't see it. Blind spot. I didn't like that. And I'm like, I don't need this Project 100. I don't have to market. And the truth is I wasn't marketing. I was living off of press. I was like Rocky in Rocky 3. Living off past glory, you know, all the work in Rocky 1 and 2, I was beating chumps off of past work. And that's where I was. And you were pushing me. So all the places wherever you pushed me, now granted, I consider myself humble, but it still was hard for me to hear that. I didn't like the challenges. But when I would say, oh, hey, Teresa, here's how coaching went with Josh. It got to the point where she's like, what did he say this time? What did he say this? I'm like, well, he said this. Choose this or you can't go to Florida. She's like, yeah, take on twice a week. Stop wimping out. So she was on your team, but ultimately we're all on the same team. So that's what I didn't like. But ultimately, it's the things I needed to hear.
Yeah, man. And so it's interesting because, again, I'm obviously vested emotionally in your success, right? But I'm not vested emotionally in any one team member or one account that you're picking up. But it's easy for you to be that way. And it's the same for me in my business, right? Like I'm the same way. I get emotionally attached to one team member or prospective team member or to one client or prospective client. And so having somebody outside of yourself that can say, well, hey, you said that your goal was this. Right now, maybe you're a little too close. You're zoomed in a little too close to the current situation. Is that going to take you where you want to go and be able to live it out the right way? I think coaches help do that. So I'm going to, as we're kind of closing it down, man, as I say on my, so I have a podcast also called the Stronger Business Podcast, and I co-host it with my business partner, Chad Brown, the serial CFO, is what we call him. And I always say, land the plane, and he hates it. So I say it, of course, every single episode. So, hey, we're landing the plane here. We're clearing the runway. We're getting ready to bring this thing to a close. I want to talk about some of the things that we actually did, specific things, specific tactics, yep. And we'll Let's go into it. These, you know, a different episode. We'll go into more of the details on the specific ends. Your business name changed.
It did. We changed from Carfagno Cleaning to, we're going to switch over to a new niche. We're going to be commercial cleaning company, Carfagno Commercial Cleaning. You helped me with building out a cool experience around it and a fun name, a new logo. I got my buddy Billy Altman, who's amazing, to help me build the C3 logo. So C3 Carfagno Commercial Cleaning, the C3 team, the C3 experience, the five levels of the C3 experience, the core values, which was a huge piece of this. This is like an identity. Help me build a new identity of a company and something that people could like, wow, that's what you stand for. A mission statement. We're a 10 talent company, the C3 experience, the five levels, boom, 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 all five of them. And then you've got the core values of excellence, ownership, and safety. Introducing the C3 experience was a podcast that I released back in, I believe, September, after you and I went through the hard work of doing this. So that's the new identity.
Which was cool. It's because your company has a new feel to it. And it's one that you're obviously excited about because you talk about it, like all the things that you got to do that you created. By the way, as we're saying this, Josh Melton did not say, Ken, this is what you need to do. Through the process of the conversations on our Monday mindset calls and on our Marco Polos, this evolved out of you. It just came out of who, you know, we talked about, oh, dude, maybe you could do this and do this. And it just, we had this building process that created, again, new company name, but not just a new company name. It was like, that was the springboard for this awesome change to like incorporating your core values, figuring out what those were. You said something one time and I was like, dude, that sounded amazing with the 10 talent company.
I thought it was corny at first. You're like, no, that's good. Just like the website, right? I gave you the website just recently. I said, what about C3X is not available? What about C3Xnow.com? You're like, do it. I'm like, all right, yes, it's mine. Right? Like stuff like that. Having a guy that I can bounce stuff off of.
And again, you get, instead of just being paralysis of analysis, trying to make up your own mind, you have somebody else you can throw it at, right? And it's like, hey, is there something I'm missing here? And so you made a lot of progress with that. So you changed basically the brand of your company during this time frame, and it's benefited you. You changed you didn't have a process for hiring before because you weren't hiring anyone.
But let me back up. Also, because it's 80-20, I spent 80% of my time in the beginning building out a new identity. And also I had to offload some things. So for those that are considering, well, what's the first step? I'm a solo cleaner. I'm a new cleaner. How do I make this jump? I had to offload some time. I had to get my time, offload some work to get some time back. And early on in the coaching process, you helped me do things. I don't know if you remember all this, but I had a lot of financial stuff I needed to offload. So I hired someone at $150 a month to convert my entire everything into QuickBooks Online. That saved a ton of time out of my life. It's worth the money. I bought the SWEP software, $150 a month again, big investment, right? But it can allow me to do all my scheduling. And as I was building a team, I could stick them all in there and everything, I could put videos in there. And then the other one, which is big, is I had to have actual like insurance and a payroll company. I had to, I'm not going to do my own forms and file my own documents. Like I needed a partner. I needed a financial person. I needed a payroll person. And I had to get a scheduling software. So those, it's expensive. It's like over $500-$600 a month. But then again, you're like, Ken, dude, go find one client to pay for it. Okay, that's the new mindset, is instead of your limited scarcity solo mindset, grow. Growth solves everything. So those are the first two pieces, identity, but also I needed some time back. And that got a lot back, Josh.
Yeah, well, and you, as you said it, Ken, and again, you know, you're like, your goals were about freedom. A new freedom vision is what you called the podcast. That's what you're looking for. You weren't looking to have a full-time job while you're in Florida. You wanted some freedom. So we tailored, like, well, here's some things you need to do to get to your promised land. Somebody else may want, I want to know every single detail all the time. I want control. And so we may build it a little different. But again, the identity piece you just mentioned, you knew what it was you wanted. And so we were able to say, let's move you toward that direction, right? So business name change, a lot of business systems changes, new softwares that came into play for you. We had some new systems and processes that you incorporated. The cool thing with this is that you didn't have to start from scratch. I'm like, look, man, here's what we do. Take it, grocery store approach. What you like about it, incorporate it into your business. If you don't like something, leave it on the shelf. And so a lot of the stuff that you were able to build, you were able to build off the template of what I had built with my company that we know is successful, at least here, right? And so you're able to make some adjustments there, which you've crushed it with. So there's a lot of little changes, but a couple of the steps, and these are, we'll close out with these questions that we had to answer. We already knew the why. Question number one is why? Why do you want to do this? Ken knew, I got a new freedom vision, man. I want to be in Florida for a month. So we knew, okay, well, in order for you to get to that vision, that's your why. What strategies do we need to take? So the second question was, all right, well, who do you want to serve? Who do you want your clients to be? And we've had a lot of battles about that, right? You just mentioned one. You were like, places that get cleaned once a week on the weekend. I'm like, well, okay, that's fine. Maybe you want to open it up a little bit to get to this Florida vision, and then you can clap it back to just once a week. But who do you want to serve? What are your client niches? Again, you know, you mentioned Mark Lineberry earlier. Like, I'm going to talk to Mark. Mark cleans a different niches than Josh Belton in Athens Cleaning cleans. He's, you know, cleaning a lot of schools and things like that. I don't clean schools. It's not my niche. Either one's fine. You can be successful. You can make money with either. But who do you want to serve? For me, I found I want to serve professional office spaces. You found the same thing for you, and that's why we were able to link up. Question number three, where will I serve? Do you want to take clients 90 miles away from your house? Do you want to take clients 9 miles away from your house? Figure out geography. This is really important because we're a service-based business. Now, you can grow all over the country if you want to. Our buddy Ricky is doing this now, right? He's in like 30-something states. He's blowing up. It's so funny.
He's not even human.
He is. Yeah. Don't try to follow in his footsteps. There's like, he's got like 97 feet. It's like an octopus running. It's crazy. But for Ricky, he's serving a lot of the bigger geography than I care to at this point in my business, but either one of them are fine. You can win either way, but where will you serve? Question four is, what will you serve? Your product offering. Are you going to be Amazon? You're going to offer every single thing there is to offer that has anything related to do with cleaning? Is that what you want to go about? Do you want to give the McDonald's dollar menu cleaning service where you're like, look, man, we are trash and dash, brother. We are looking for people that don't want to pay money, because you can do that and that's okay. McDonald's is ridiculously successful. I know somebody who's making $1 million a year with a trash and dash service. He sells it as that. He doesn't say trash and dash, right? But he's like, look, I pay minimum wage and we're just there to do the absolute basics. It will probably screw them up 50% of the time. That's what they want to pay for. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting you five nuggets off of the, get you five McNuggets for 99 cents if you want it, brother. Ain't no shame in that. So if that's what you want to sell, that's fine. But knowing it, do you want to be the Amazon offering everything? Do you want to be the McDonald's dollar menu? Do you want to be the Ritz-Carlton? We're like, hey, man, we are super high touch. Ladies and gentlemen, serving ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to be that? That's fine too. There's companies that are just like, we're nothing but the best office spaces. We're nothing, you know, our people have awesome uniforms. That's cool if you want to do it. The one I chose was, what will I serve? I'm like, I want to be Chick-fil-A. I want to be like, you know, professionals in professional spaces, good customer service, calling people by their names, relationship first. That's question number four, is what will I serve? Question number five, how will I serve? This is core values. This is your culture. This is for Athens Cleaning Company. We say, how will we serve? Okay. Our mission statement is going to be, we go above and beyond to serve. How will we serve? Above and beyond. We're going to do more than what's expected. We're just good. That's what we're going to do, is how will we show up and perform? What are the things that are important to us? Mm-hmm. We want our team members to appreciate us. We want our clients to trust us. We want our community to remember us because we're out there serving them. And I know, Ken, some of those things resonated with you, which I think really is why the C3 experience, the whole feel of that came out. You get excited about the how will we serve? How will Carfagno Commercial Cleaning serve our market? And I think that was just a cool thing. But those are the five questions we're trying to answer. And again, there's a lot of tactics. Project 100, which turned into you, Project 239 or something. You know, those are some of the things that jumped in there. But those are the five questions. We'll dive into those a little deeper on a different episode. But Ken, it's closing us out, man. Was it worth it?
Without a doubt, it was one of the best things I have ever invested my time into, because at the end of that rainbow, I got to look at my wife's smiling face, the five smiling faces of my children as we crossed the border into Florida. as we stepped on the beach for the first time, as we planned out a month of doing whatever we wanted to do, there wasn't, and it was 8 degrees and snowing back home, and it was 79, 80, 81 degrees and sunny in Florida. And we got to do things as a family that we've been wanting to do for years. Something we'll never forget. We got to hang out with dear friends that we haven't seen in a long time, like our friends, the Puglisi's and or the Altmans. We got to see you guys in Athens. We got to visit with other friends. We got to increase and build relationships. We got to do so many things together. My daughter, like the way home, we had like, what did you like about this? What was the most memorable thing? My daughter's like, you know, our family's grown closer in this month. I thought our family was already really close. Our family's grown closer. Now, 7 people in the back and a Honda Pilot will do that. But I'm talking a month together. We didn't have any fights because every day was an adventure, Josh. And it was so worth it. I did a podcast called The Fight Was Worth It on the Smart Cleaning School. And I tell the story and say, why not you? Like, why can't you do something like this? Now, granted, I have a leg up, an advantage because we homeschool and we could do it during school months. But, you know, anyone could do it, whether you're in, they have kids in school or not. There's summertime. There's all kinds of examples. And maybe it isn't traveling. Maybe that's not your thing. But there's some kind of a dream that you could latch onto, some kind of a why. Like you said, those 5 steps, the why is the most important. What is that thing that you have put on the back burner that you said that you wanted to do early on in your marriage or told your kids and you just stop believing it could happen because, you know, life just pounded on you and you don't think, well, you know what? That was a great idea back in 2010, but you know, in 2020, 2022, it's not possible anymore. COVID and prices of things are going up and this and that, but it's not true. It's just a lie you're telling yourself. And really it's really just fear that's showing up. Because you can achieve, Napoleon Hill said it in his book, Think and Grow Rich. I love this quote. If you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. And so why not me, Josh? Why not you? Why not anyone here listening to this show, the Six Figure Cleaner, the Smart Cleaning School podcast? Why not you? Was it worth it? It was incredible. Well, you know what? Here's how incredible it was. We booked it again for next year.
That's awesome, man. So guys, here's the deal. Whether you're a normal listener of the Six Figure Cleaner podcast or the Smart Cleaning School podcast, your dreams are worth it because you're worth it. You got one life to live. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is your life or who you want to be. That's one of my favorite songs says that. So you're worth it. Invest in yourself. You know, invest in something like Smart Cleaning School, get in the tribe, get into a community of peers, invest in coaching with Ken, invest in coaching with me, invest in coaching. But we got peers and friends that are coaches in this community. We would refer in a heartbeat. We just want you to invest in yourself again. You're worth it. Your dreams are worth it. And we want you to, as Ken says it often, is like, you got a vision for your family? Go get it. Go win big for your family. So we appreciate you listening to this shared episode of Smart Cleaning School and the Six Figure Cleaner podcast. Ken, I just got to say this, man. If it's okay, I know this lady's going to say it after me here in a much better voice, but class dismissed. Can I say that? Is that okay?
Class dismissed.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Class dismissed.
Well, how did you like going back in the time machine a bit to hear that amazing interview? Wow, so impactful. It's amazing. I pinched myself that we actually went to Florida. Not just once, we went twice. What an incredible experience it has been to scale. So, what's more to come? 3 more episodes of this coaching series. And once you complete this series, there will be no doubt that you face a choice. Are you going to hire a coach and do what they teach or not? If you choose to be coachable, check this out. You can optimize your solo cleaning business to earn 6 figures without the drama of employees. You can also earn full-time income part-time without employees if you don't want to work 5 days a week. Get access to this game-changing training for only $97 per month or $997 per year in the Solo Elite membership at smartcleaningschool.com/elite. Members get access to the full ISO model course to optimize your solo business, live Q&A community calls, membership calls, access to the Solo Elite community, bonus podcast content, access to private coaching, and more.
You can also sample the membership with the Backstage Pass, which is found at smartcleaningschool.com. Have an amazing week. Can't wait to get you back on here in a week for part two of the coaching series on the Smart Cleaning School.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.